Om Shanti. We welcome Nirmala Didi with one hand wave to the session. And today's session topic is so beautiful: becoming a bestower. Baba is the bestower, world bestower, and world benefactor also. So Baba wants us to become bestower. So Baba Didi will be clearing this topic, clarifying this topic about how to become a bestower and what are the benefits of becoming a bestower. Didi.
Om Shanti. Bestower of blessing. When we are donor, as a donor, we more or less speak and give some good wishes, gyan, virtues, etc. Whereas as a bestower of blessing, we are doing more service through mind than words. So we have good wishes and pure feeling. And as a result of blessings, we see that there is immediate fruit. It materializes. In order to be a bestower, we need to have pure thoughts. We need to give up negative and waste thoughts. And our brains need to be powerful. We should be able to give full stop as soon as we want. And we should need to have control over our mind, intellect and sanskar. And to do unlimited service, we need to have volcanic stage and create Shanti Kund. So those who are image of blessing can give blessings to others. As soon as we are born, we got blessing. Baba told us, whatever you are mine. And you are claiming the right to my inheritance. So those who are the bestower of blessing, they are donors. They are perfect and they give cooperation to everyone and transform their sanskar, their karma, their mood, and with their good wishes, they transform it. So they give cooperation of their powers to transform them. So in order to be bestower, we have to be in pure thoughts whole day. We have to be goddess of contentment and give contentment to our bhagats. Those who are discontent, we have to give them peace, happiness, purity and jnana. Those who are always in awareness that I am a bestower of blessing, if they are always in that awareness, their rosary is used all the time. Those who remain in that awareness sometimes, their rosary is also remembered sometime. So the one who belongs to Baba will help others also to belong to Baba. By forgetting our blessing, we need to work hard. So with our power and virtues, we have to make weak souls powerful and bring closer to Baba. Nowadays people want to be spiritual, but they don't have courage. They have only desire. So we have to give them blessing and give them courage. Out of them, some will become our Bhagat devotee, some will become subject, and some will become heirs. They will go fast. So our aim should be to spread vibration of peace in all direction. Aim is to become Bhav Saman and make all Brahmins Bhav Saman. They should give light and might. We should have powerful thought, make our stage karmatit, and play the part of being bestower of blessing. Then there will be revelation of Baba and final stage.
Beautiful, Didi. You have covered many points to how to become a bestower of blessings. And what are the signs of those people and what would be the benefit by bestowing So there are a few questions. Being a donor, charitable, and bestower, these three things are three different things. Donor, charitable, and bestower. Could you please explain the difference between the three terms?
Donor is giving donation of jnana, virtues, powers, and more service through speech than mansa seva. Charitable soul is usually the one who gives donation of money and material thing. And bestower of blessing is doing more mansa seva than through words.
Okay. Often we heard that bestowing blessings is the highest form of bestowing. So how do we bestow blessings on others?
Yes, bestower of blessings is the highest form of blessing. As we gain power through Baba's remembrance and have good wishes, pure thoughts, we have for others. So whatever pure thoughts we have for others become practical. And we will have to renounce negative thoughts, negative feelings.
Okay. Did you sometimes throughout the day, you said that you throughout the day we need to have pure thoughts in order to bestow. Sometimes, maybe throughout the day we won't be having pure thoughts. Sometimes normal and sometimes negative. But even then, if we sit in meditation, can we continuously bestow? Like, in spite of having negative and waste thoughts throughout, sometimes during the day.
We can transform everything. Tamo Pradhan world we transform to Sato Pradhan.
Yes.
Can't we transform our own negative thoughts to positive thoughts?
Yes, we can.
So that's what we have to see, that we don't allow any negative thoughts.
Okay.
Even if somebody, whatever they are, just as Baba has accepted us, whatever we are, we have to accept them,
yes,
whatever they are.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What about virtues and powers? Often we mention we donate virtues and powers. Why don't we say bestower of virtues and powers? Donating virtues and powers, we say, but why don't we say bestowing virtues and powers?
We don't need to bestow them because people seeing me, they imbibe the virtues automatically, and we are spreading power in the atmosphere. So they receive that vibration automatically, naturally.
Okay. So we don't have to donate it, but they can look at us and then they can absorb it. Yeah. Okay. Our last and final service is to be bestower of blessings to others. What preparations are we preparing now to be master of blessings or bestower of blessings on others? What preparations we need to do?
What we need to do is, first and foremost is remembrance of Baba. Should be powerful all the time. And we need to be merciful, benevolent. More we are complete with all virtues and powers, we are able to give good wishes to others. So we have to see that we have only pure positive thoughts and we are swinging in the wave of positive thought.
Didi, blessings can be from Bab Dada, blessings can be from seniors and also our Brahmin family. So any difference between the three, receiving blessings from Bab Dada, from seniors and from the Brahmin family?
Naturally, with Bab Dada's blessing, we have faith in Bab Dada, and Bab Dada is Almighty. So Bab Dada's blessings are more effective than
more powerful and effective. Okay.
Than seniors. And seniors' blessings are more effective than ordinary Brahman. Because more powerful we are, more effective the blessing will be. And naturally the faith also. We need to have faith in the bestower.
We need to have faith in the bestower. Okay. Okay, we have faith in Baba. We have faith in seniors, but also with the Brahmin family, when we have faith, we will receive more. Okay, reception will be more. Okay. This is the next question. How do we know that we are getting blessings from them? How do we know those blessings are working on us? We are receiving, but how do we know? How can we experience?
When they are giving blessings through words, it works provided we have faith. Mm-hmm. And we need to still have to make little effort.
Okay.
Because I have observed Avyakt Bab Dada giving blessing. Mm-hmm. He used to give blessing personal. And if a soul is not really yogi, he will say, "You are yogi." Or if he is not so jnani, he will say, "You are jnani." So that will help that soul to be aware, I'm jnani, and become jnani.
So that means Baba would give blessings to two. When Baba gives blessings, if I don't have, then I make effort and it becomes easy for me to attain those virtues, experience those virtues. And if I already have it, so Baba is saying, okay, you have that. Okay. Yeah. Either way it works, like. So, okay, but Didi, when Baba gives blessings, then we understand. But when other Brahmin family, whether it's seniors or Brahmin family, they are giving blessings, they are giving those positive vibrations, how would we understand whether they are sending it?
What happens is, I was reading the experience of Geeta Ben of LA.
Mm-hmm.
She was very new, and Dadi Prakash Mani said, "You will be very good teacher." And she became good teacher.
Okay.
So the thing is, many times we are not able to see our future, which senior are able to see our future.
Mm-hmm.
And they can give blessing, which is effective.
Yes. We often heard of sending our good wishes or pure feelings. Is sending out good wishes and pure feelings also similar to bestowing blessings on others?
Yeah, it is. Being bestower of blessings, same as sending good wishes and pure feelings.
Okay. Is it that because usually in the Laukik world, the elders would bless the juniors, or the younger ones? Does that work similar in the Brahmin family also? Can a younger one, younger Brahmin, give blessings to the seniors also? Or because if the seniors are like, if their health is down, or you know, sending out the pure feelings and good wishes, does it work from down to up, or just from up to down? Like
from up to down.
Okay, but if we want to
means it may be the like teacher may be younger than in. Body, we are not talking.
Okay.
We are talking about in Gyan.
Okay.
They have to be senior.
Okay.
To give to junior.
Okay. But if we want to have, send out good wishes for you, for your health. So does it work?
Yes, yoga donation works.
Okay. That donation of yoga, and in other terms, can we call it as pure feelings and good wishes? Sending out good. So it will work from down to up also.
Also.
Okay. Okay, Didi. So if you want to ask any questions, you can keep the mic there and you can also ask. Until then, I'll be asking questions, okay? When someone is bestowing, can bestowing be done through words? Or can our drishti or silence can also bestow blessings on them?
Drishti and silence also can.
Okay.
Even our image.
Image, okay.
No, they go and get blessing from the goddess. Goddess is always shown like this, giving blessing.
In the temples they go and, the images and the idols.
So, naturally, whilst we are living yogi, we can give blessing through drishti and silence also.
So it also means that the person who we give out good wishes and bestow blessings, that person should be physically in front of us or maybe anywhere in the world.
Can be distant. Just as we are giving it yoga donation.
Yes.
Somebody is in one country and we give, it is a silence. Our vibration reaches them.
Does the distance count? The further away, the weaker the vibrations would be towards them. The distance, does that count? Like if somebody is in South America, the distance, but when we are giving good wishes to them, but is it the same that affects the person sitting there and the person sitting in front of me? Is it similar?
Depends, no. Distance will make difference.
Okay.
You have to be more powerful to send it to distance.
Okay. So the person sitting just in front of me, that person will receive more powerful vibrations than the person sitting further, very far away. Okay. Can being a master bestower on others change the attitude or mind of others?
Yes, it helps transformation of the other people.
Will happen if when I bestow constantly.
Because many times people are very sensitive. Mm-hmm. If we are giving any correction, they don't like.
Yes.
But if we are giving good vibration, good wishes, they will get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Didi, what are the obstacles faced in being a master bestower?
This morning also Baba was saying, negative attitude. Negative attitude and waste thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones which become obstacle in being master. Because sometimes we keep past in mind that this person is like this. So we have their past negative in our mind, then we can't help them.
Yeah, negativity, negative attitude and negative feelings, those are the obstacles. Diti, there are some questions from online. How much time, how long do we need to become avyakt if I begin to practice from today?
How long? It depends on your effort. If you are making intense effort, you will become quicker.
Quicker.
Last so fast, so first.
Can we give some span, like 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years?
Baba says, last so fast, so first.
Okay.
We can't give time as how many months or years.
Okay. Can Didi please explain the difference between BK service and only helping others in whatever way? Helping and BK service.
BK service is easy.
Easy, okay.
Because they are already in tune with Baba.
Okay. So serving a BK.
So
okay.
We have to just inspire them, enthuse them to be in Baba's remembrance. Whereas Laukik people, we can help them in different ways, but that doesn't give us too much fruit.
Yes. Okay. Or can we serve spiritually to the Laukiks? We can serve spiritually, no? So that will bear more fruit than helping in any other ways. Okay. Divya, I feel I'm still creating vikarma through my thought level. I know it will disturb my yoga, but couldn't stop. What practice should I do deeply? I'm creating vikarma through our thoughts. So what should I do? And it disturbs my yoga.
Baba says, keep yourself busy. Don't allow negative thoughts about yourself. Be positive. I will do. Baba is there with me. So as morning Baba was saying, keep Baba's company and companion. Then everything will be easy. Have that positive thought that yes, I will be able to do.
Divya, I wanted to know if the same atmosphere and vibration is created in our home if we are watching the PM TV, online meditation on TV. I want to know if the same atmosphere and vibration is created in our home if you are watching PM TV online meditation.
Baba's program on PM TV. No, it will never create the same vibration as center. It may create some good vibration, but not so powerful as center.
Maybe this person is wanted to ask, maybe listening to the Murali through online and PM TV. Okay. A common question, how to wake up in Amrit Vela? How to wake up in Amrit Vela?
I think today only Karuna Bhai has said what happens when you don't wake up.
Okay.
So inspiring to wake up at Amrit Vela.
Okay. So if that person doesn't have the sanskar, is not able to get up, how to motivate that person? The question is how to wake up in Amrit Vela.
One has to have determination. And before sleeping, decide and request, Baba, Baba, you have to wake me up. And Baba will wake.
This morning, Baba says that rosary's beads must be closed
to each other.
Close to each other. If there are BKs, BK try to force their ideas to us and try to control us as they want. Is it okay we set up boundaries and reduce our interaction with them while maintaining our pure feelings and good wishes? I think this person wants to ask if other person is controlling, so we try to set up a boundary and reduce our interaction with that person, but can we have good wishes and pure feelings and still be close in the rosary?
No. When you don't like that person, when you are avoiding that person, how can you be close?
So we want to be close, so how to do that?
Then don't see their weakness.
Okay.
Don't be under their control.
But if that person tries to control, so what to do? Give good wishes. Okay, Didi, next question. There are lots of questions coming up, so. In one Murali, Baba said, you have to confront impure souls, but not Baba and Brahmin family. You have to confront impure souls and not Baba and Brahmin family. What is it meant by confront in the form of power? What do you mean by confront?
Means you have to fight.
Fight.
Okay. With Maya. And those who have Maya Visanskar, but not Brahman or Baba.
Okay. Confront is fight. To safeguard our own principles and maryadas. If a BK is not happy with us or jealous about us, will that vibration also work? Vibration of jealousy.
It depends on your stage. If you are strong, their vibration will not work.
Okay.
But if you are weak, you will be affected.
So how can we protect us? In this case also, when we move far from that person, can we protect ourselves?
Their jealousy will not be becoming less by your moving away.
Okay.
You can't protect by running away.
So how to protect?
You be strong. Have yoga. No, we used to, in the early stage, we used to say, we have to wear the armor of yoga to protect ourselves from Maya.
Okay.
So yoga.
Yoga. Okay. Would they need to visit our sub-center at least once in a year? But here our surrender sister haven't visited our sub-center even after 6 years. What surrender sister do and their role among BKs?
I think the in charge should be visiting more often. Not only once a year, maybe more. Because students need sustenance. And so the seniors should be visiting as often as possible. Or at least nowadays it's easy to give classes on Zoom. So giving class on Zoom.
Visiting often means maybe once in a month. Visiting often means like maybe once in a month.
Physically, if the distance is a lot, it's all right not to visit, but at least give class on Zoom once a month. And it can be all the centers at the same time, sub-centers at the same time.
Didi, the question is, can I stay forever in Madhuban?
No. Not more than 15 days.
Sevadharis can stay more. Sevadharis can stay for a month?
Yeah, but foreigners not.
Okay.
We have audience foreigners.
Okay.
We don't want their seva.
You don't want the seva. Okay.
Let them do seva in their own center or in their own area. Because in foreign countries there are not so many sevadaris. So do seva in their own center or retreat center.
Yeah. Madhuban has a lot of sevadharis.
India has many sevadharis.
Okay. In our center, many are lethargic in yoga and jnana. But they are doing many services. Is that service good?
There should be balance of yoga and seva. Without yoga, you cannot do effective seva.
Yeah. As Baba says, yoga becomes the sharpener of the thing. Yeah. More yoga, more services will be done. Okay. These are the questions. If you want to ask any question, if you want to come up in the front and ask. Yeah, please. Can you give the mic? Can you come up on the mic because it's going on online?
Om Shanti. I'm from Singapore. Joshua here. Can I check if, can we put kavach on others as well?
Can we put kavach, armor, on others also? You said, Didi, you can put the armor of yoga to protect yourself. Can we put armor on others also through yoga?
I don't think you can put armor on others.
Yeah?
We can inspire them, but not put.
Okay. We can inspire them to put their own armor, but not we can't put that to others. Okay. Any other questions? You can give the mic.
Om Shanti Didi. I want to know that if I'm becoming a best over, what are the signs? How do I say that I'm helping Baba, with Baba doing the best, being a best over? As how Baba is best over, now I have to become master best over. How do I see myself that I'm really approaching that or not?
Just like Baba, when I become master bestower, so how do I see, like I'm approaching, okay, I'm going on the right direction, I'm doing it, so how do I make out, like find out, like yeah, I'm going on the right, I'm doing it?
If you are doing it, you will see the result.
Okay.
You will see the result in that transformation.
Okay. Yeah. Transformation of others, maybe in whatever direction we are making efforts or bestowing. So in that way, we see the results in that field.
They have changed.
Changed. Yeah. Transformation we can see. Yeah. Yeah. Any other? Sometimes, because all students don't have positive attitude, towards any new task initiated by the center, there is a hesitation in announcing it to the family. What to do in this situation? If we want, in a center, if we want to do any, initiate any new service, there is an hesitation in announcing because not everyone will have positive attitude towards it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everyone will never be same. If you are confident and courageous, go ahead. Instrument
should go ahead. Maybe even few will approve of it, they support it, so then go ahead. We can't expect 100%.
100% will never be there.
Yeah, okay. But we need to have the courage. We need to have that courage and move ahead. Didi, what is the best way to sustain students who born through online course, which is there? Is there any center in that? If there is no center in that island, in an island there are no centers, and they are doing service through online. So they are Zoom babies. So how to sustain them?
They can visit main center or nearby center at least once in couple of months.
Yeah.
Because sustenance is different by online and personal. Because when people come to Madhuban, they usually first time they say, oh, now I have realized Brahma Baba thoroughly.
Ah, okay.
So, visiting Madhuban, visiting center makes difference. May not be often, but at least few times a year they should visit main center and come once a year to Madhuban.
So this is the way of to sustain those souls. Yeah, that's it. One more question, okay?
Just to continue to the same question about the Zoom babies, but we have seen that people have become more comfortable with the Zoom. Like there are few Pakka BKs who used to come and do a lot of service also. Now they are comfortable with the Zoom and they are no more coming to center. How do we encourage them? What should we do for them?
You want me to repeat? Okay. There are many old BKs. They used to come to the center and do service also, listen to the Murari and also do service. But now they are comfortable online, listening to the Murari online. So how do we motivate them to come to the center?
It's difficult.
Difficult, okay.
Unless you are very powerful. Because, no, in London, Janki Dadi, when she came, like those who are running Gita Pathshala, they would finish their class and come and attend Dadi's Murali. Because Dadi was so powerful. So if you are powerful, you will attract. Dadi used to say, Amrit Vela, you should be invoking them.
Yes, doing Mansa Seva.
So your Amrit Vela should be so powerful that they come as magnet.
Yeah, that's the trick. That's the trick. Okay. Didi, how to claim a high number?
Our four subjects are there. You have to master our four subjects. Get maximum marks. Pass with honor. in all four subjects.
Okay. Yeah. That's it, I think. The whole topic of becoming a bestower, it was so clear. But one very basic question, why do we need to bestow? Why should we give others? Can we just fill? Why should we give to others?
To create our heir, subject,
okay,
and servants.
Okay.
Everybody can be created. And this morning Baba was saying, no?
Uh-huh.
You can also help in creating their fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on whether you are very powerful, ordinary or medium. So we have to create our subject and heir.
And also maybe more we give, more we get.
That's what, no, in the morning Baba was saying, giving is receiving.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay.
So we have meditation.
Yes. No questions? Okay. Thank you, Didi. One more question. I think the person who has asked the question about confronting the other people, impure people. So please, little bit elaborate more on confront. When and where?
Maya is our enemy.
Okay.
So we have to confront our Maya. Maya. Whenever come. Wherever is it.
Okay. Confronting Maya and not person. Sometimes all BKs don't have a positive attitude. Okay, that's done, I think. All the questions are done. Thanks a lot, Didi, for clarifying many questions. Thank you. Thanks to everyone, and thanks for all watching online. We will have a powerful 5 minutes meditation, and everyone can take drishti from Didi.